Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sean Bajani and Chris Santiago, who's in for Patrick Creighton tonight. We were talking about former Houston athletes that have been scorned in some sort of way. They hurt you and you can never forgive them. Or they just turn their back on you for whatever reason. They've been ostracized from the city. Would you welcome them back? Or are these particular people FUBAR? At this point in time, we've talked about James Harden, Mike Fiers, very little because we all know the answer to that. Stay away, sir.
No.
Jeff Luhnow, Chandler Parsons, made it through half of my list of candidates that I could think of. If you think of more, you can text them in. We've got some, but I like it from the 281. I'll read this first. It says, he has zero passion or drive. He just wants money to go to the strip club. Bleep. Y'all got me pissed now.
I'm sorry, 281. I love it.
And you know who this person's talking about. His name is James Harden. Mm-hmm. Strip club. James Harden, of course.
I was going to say, he did support our city. He supported a lot of single mothers.
He did. Absolutely. Maybe some not so single. You never know. Like, don't label them that way. Come on. Trying to support the fam. It happens. 713-572-4610. Can somebody text in from the 281, Kelvin Cato? Not even relevant enough. Like, you talk about support. Like, the Houston Rockets supported him. They gave him $42 million for 7 years. Now, he played like ass, but, you know, that's ostracized. Like, you just didn't like that deal. You began to hate that player. You want to go Kelvin Cato, go further back. Othella Harrington, anybody? The Rockets made him a very rich individual as well. That's when you were, like, just... You were maybe 9 years old in Othella's days. I don't know. How old are you? 21? That would have been 21 years. So you're 28.
I'm 29.
You're 29. So yeah. 20 years ago, that was 2000. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know if you were born yet.
You
were a little.
1996, but I probably.
You were probably my boy's age.
Yeah.
2000, Othella Harrington days. Shout out, Othella, if you're listening. Let's see. We got Aisha Curry, not a former Houston athlete, but I feel you. Brad Lidge. I knew that name would come up. Do we feel like Brad Lidge was ostracized? Like, they won the game that you're saying that for. Like, the Albert Pujols home run. They won! I don't know if they won the game. They won the series. Like, no. You just mad that he won a World Series with the Phillies? Who else? Mike Fiers, somebody text in. We got Bill O'Brien. Somebody, who's Smith? Who am I missing? They said Smith, Bill O'Brien, and Easterby. Talking about Rick Smith?
I'm not sure.
Ostracized? No, I don't think he's relevant to this conversation. But Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby on my list. And like James Harden, well, not like James Harden for all of us, but maybe for me, James Harden, Mike Fiers, Jack Easterby, those guys are FUBAR as far as I see it. Easterby will never be welcomed back.
Oh, no.
Maybe not even in the state.
Now, I got another name for you, and this is shout out to Trey. Good old Deshaun Watson. Is it too early?
FUBAR.
Okay. Okay. So
he's Easterby. Yeah. He's Harden for me. That's right, yeah. He's Mike Fiers. Deshaun Watson is FUBAR. Yeah. Somebody said that on the YouTube. Oh, yeah. Trey did. Guy Jean said. That's a good one from Trey, though. I don't see that ever getting fixed. You, sir, should be a fortune teller because it will never get fixed, ever. Let's see. Bill O'Brien, somebody said. I had him. And I told you I was going to make a point about Bill O'Brien, or I was going to ask you about Bill O'Brien. That's what it was. I was going to ask you a question about Bill O'Brien. One, Bill O'Brien is not FUBAR.
No.
I don't think.
I don't think so.
I think he could be welcomed back, but it's too soon. That's number one. But my question is, if you replaced Jack Easterby at the time with Nick Caserio, like if Jack Easterby is a Houston Texan executive, that's hilarious, never existed. But instead, the Texans brought in Nick Caserio when Jack Easterby did, right? So you switch one out for the other. If Nick Caserio basically would have been a Houston Texan like 3 years before that he was, what would this organization have looked like then?
That's a good question.
Questions that we may never know the answer to, or never even know how to answer. I was going to ask you that. I don't even know what I would do with that question.
Well, here's my thing. Could you see Nick Caserio and Bill O'Brien seeing eye to eye? Because, I mean, one thing with Bill O'Brien, correct me if I'm wrong, he hated rookies. He wasn't a big fan of rookies. He didn't like to play them. What do Nick Caserio and D'Amico do? You ready to go? Let's play. No matter when you were drafted, no matter what year. I mean, if rookies, I mean, they come in an instant impact. I mean, we saw it with Kamari Lassiter. We saw it with Jalen Bullock. I mean, so could Nick Caserio and Bill O'Brien, do you think they would be on the same page?
That's a good question.
Could they see eye to eye?
You know, at first I was thinking, hey, New England, you know, they were there together. But yeah, in terms of like actually running and building a football team, yeah, there's probably a lot of questions. And look, for Bill O'Brien to have still been here, like he would have been on the...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of close to the Mike Tomlin track in terms of like, dude, you don't get to coach for NFL teams for that long. Bill O'Brien was here for what, 6 years? And if he would still be here now, D'Amico Ryans did not exist. Going into year three for D'Amico, there's three, so there's nine. You went through Lovey, that's 10. You went through David Culley, that's 11.
Talking about a decade and some change.
Yeah. Mike Tomlin's been Pittsburgh head coach for what, 17, 18 years, something like that?
Been a long time. I couldn't tell
been
you.
Been a minute.
Yeah, I mean, they've only had three coaches.
He would be one of the longest tenured head coaches in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. He probably would have gotten fired before then for something else dumb. David Carr. Has he been ostracized? Has he been, scorned from the city, would you say? I don't know. He was a tweener for me. I think people just don't like him.
I think it's because, you know, former top pick, I mean, franchise guy. Came in and did nothing.
I was, he actually came up on the show, I think, last night. I don't, oh, it's because one of those knuckleheads from ESPN, one of the Field Yates, he's got the whole David Carr hair thing going now. He's grown it long and he slicks it back.
Yeah.
So I don't like David Carr for the hair situation. You know, he's got everything slicked back, and then he shaves the sideburns, leaves that. He's turning a little gray now. And, you know, wears the soul patch still for some reason. He just has a very punchable face that I'd really rather hit him in the throat. And Field Yates is getting that way, too. But I don't know. Maybe welcome him back. Just
get
a haircut.
I would. I mean, former top pick. Why not?
Brock Neckweiler. Oh, I'm sorry. Brock Osweiler. Another one of those former Houston quarterbacks. Well, maybe some current that have really long necks and like to tell stories about interceptions. Brock Osweiler, ostracized, scorned, in need of a welcoming back?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
I think he's a tweener too, like David Carr. Mm-hmm. That's all the people that I could think of. If there's anybody else that you guys like to text in, players, coaches, former Houston sports figures that have either turned their back on you or you've turned your back on them that you would welcome back one day. Or say they go to sports hell forever. FUBAR. Sports hell forever. James Harden, Mike Fiers, Jack Easterby, Deshaun Watson.
That's for you.
I think that's the list in no particular order. You want to power rank the people that should go to sports hell?
No, and honestly, and
Easterby, Watson.
Yeah.
Fiers.
Mm-hmm.
Harden.
And honestly, I'd probably put Harden a little bit higher, probably above Fiers, mostly because some people don't feel the same way that I feel about Harden.
Oh, definitely.
And I understand completely. I mean, you have every right. So it's I'd probably move him to three. What?
Let's see. I like it when we get texts sent to the show that aren't meant for us. Somebody from a 603 number just said, OMG, I texted that bleep to the wrong text. I need another beer. And then that person texted in, love the show, guys. But I wonder what he texted in that he didn't mean to text about. Scrolling down. Oh, bleep, y'all got me pissed now. Is that it? He has zero passion or drive. He just wants money to go to the strip club. Wouldn't that be something? That's the same texter.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something if he sent that to us? And it had nothing to do with James Harden. Like, what if he's talking to one of his boys and he's like, he has zero passion or drive. He just wants money to go to the strip club talking about like his brother-in-law or something.
I have no idea. All I know is that he said, love the show, guys. Also, shout out to Kicks Rocks, man. He went ahead and said, I don't normally listen to the show, but caught y'all tonight and enjoyed it all. Thanks, guys. About to turn this buzz into a nice slumber.
Who said that? Kicks Rocks?
Kicks Rocks, yes.
I didn't see that part. All I saw from him on YouTube was Ed Reed.
Yeah, he also said David Carr is cool. That offensive line is more to blame. Tony Boselli is a bleep.
Man, come on. Are you going to do Boselli like that? That's the Texans' fault. They should have known better than that. Like the first player, you get your pick from any player, and you're going to go with like the fat old white guy? Seriously? That's your fault. Oh, I can't play. Like, my body hurts too much. I'm sorry. You guys wanted to give me a spin. This is your first year of existence, and I'm not even ever going to walk through the door or hold a press conference. Like, you chose the fat old white guy who can't play football anymore. That's not his fault. That was the Texans' fault. You said David Carr is cool. That offensive line is more to blame. Tony Boselli is I'm guessing it started with a B.
Yeah. But
nah, man, that kicks rocks. I love you, bro. Appreciate the kind words, but that's not Boselli's fault at all. That was literally the first decision this organization had to make, and they screwed it up. Let's see. Maybe he's not a Houston sports legend, but I remember that incident like it was yesterday. Sean Chacon. Ooh. That's the guy that choked Ed Wade, former Astros GM.
Mm.
Remember that situation? You were probably like 8.
No.
It happened. No, it was wild.
I don't remember.
There was Latrell Sprewell choking PJ Carlesimo, and then there was Sean Chacon choking Ed Wade. Latrell was way more famous than Sean Chacon.
Well, little history for
PJ
Santiago.
Was way better at his job than Ed Wade was at his, too.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.